This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump has continued to question the loyalty to the United States of four congresswomen he accuses of making statements of what he calls hatred to the country. Speaking Thursday in the Oval Office with reporters, Mr. Trump said the first-term Democratic Party lawmakers, known collectively as the Squad, have a big obligation to love their country. The president was asked about his chance of sending her back at a political rally this week when he criticized one of the congresswomen, Ilhan Omar, a war refugee from Somalia. He said, "I'm not happy when I hear a chant like that." Meanwhile, Congresswoman Omar has responded.
"This president and his supporters have turned our country, that is supposed to be a country where we allow democratic debate and dissent to take place. And so this is not about me. This is about us fighting for what this country truly should be and what it deserves to be."
Omar is one of four new members of Congress, all women of color, targeted by Mr. Trump since Sunday on social media and in public statements. The U.S. is strongly condemning Iran's seizure of a foreign tanker accused of smuggling oil. Iranian state television confirmed Thursday that Revolutionary Guard forces intercepted the ship Sunday in a section of the Strait of Hormuz. It said the tanker was involved in smuggling 1 million liters of fuel, but did not give details about this country of origin.
The president says the USS Boxer was confronted in the Strait of Hormuz.
"The Boxer took defensive action against an Iranian drone, which had closed into a very, very near distance, approximately 1,000 yards.
He says the drone threatened the safety of the ship and its crew.
The drone was immediately destroyed."
President Trump says this is the latest hostile action by Iran.
"The United States reserves the right to defend our personnel, our facilities."
AP's Ed Donahue reporting. This is VOA News. An American suspected of fighting with the Islamic State terror group in Syria is back in the United States, where he is expected to be charged and tried for terrorism-related crimes. U.S. defense officials confirmed the transfer of the suspect Thursday, saying U.S. troops assisted in bringing the U.S. national back home for prosecution. According to a Pentagon statement, the suspect was previously held by Syrian Democratic Forces as a suspected member of ISIS, but referred other questions to the Department of Justice. Justice Department officials said that they were aware of the transfer, first reported by CNN, but declined to comment. The acting head of U.S. Customs and Border Protection says the Trump administration's new policy banning entry to most asylum seekers who arrive at the southern border is being rolled out as a pilot program. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
This policy is the biggest change to how the U.S. handles asylum seekers, denying protection to most migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. They'll be deemed not eligible for asylum if they cross through another country on their way to the U.S. Mark Morgan, the acting head of Customs and Border Protection, told NPR this policy is being rolled out, starting with a pilot program in the Rio Grande Valley, instead of all along the southwest border. Morgan also says he expects it won't survive a court challenge. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
U.S. President Trump met on Thursday with the chief executives of major American airlines to discuss their accusations that subsidies by Qatar and United Arab Emirates are costing jobs in the United States. The meeting between Trump and the CEOs of American Airlines, United Airlines, JetBlue Airways, FedEx Corp, and Atlas Air included the Vice President Mike Pence, according to the White House. The meeting also included the CEO of the state-owned Qatar Airways, who was also at the White House last week to tout his decision in June to buy five new Boeing 777 freighters. The White House did not immediately provide details of that meeting. A 29-year-old former University of Illinois student will spend the rest of his life in prison for kidnapping and murdering a visiting Chinese scholar in 2017. When the jury deadlocked on whether Brent Christensen should get the death penalty, federal judge James Shadid automatically sentenced him to a life term with no chance of parole. He kidnapped and murdered the student by beating her with a bat and then severing her head. Her body has never been found. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.